This is Boat Crew RPG with The Learning Curve.
Everyone ready? All right. So, when we last left off, people had dates. And Jennifer's, in particular, her date with Char got a lot more exciting than she thought, but not in the good way, unfortunately. Oh, dear God. So, yeah, she helped Char fight off, and now we're going to cut back over to Alicia. I'll say, she and Anthony hang out. They watch the movie. That's a little romantic comedy date movie. And so the movie ends, and so now the two of you are all cutting ice cream. What flavor ice cream do you think Alicia will get this time? Because I think if we established, there's a wide variety of flavors and themes.
I've decided that this week they're actually doing the juniors instead of the seniors for their
ice cream flavors.
Yeah. And considering that it's only been a couple of weeks since Alchemy was big on the news, is there a flavor for Alchemy? Because she'll try her own flavor if it is there.
Oh, okay.
If not, she'll grab someone from the regular JV team. But
okay, I need to think about that. You have been a local thing for a while. I'm gonna make a roll for that. I'll say on a four and up, you do have it. If it's 1 to 3, then no. So 50-50.
This will be how she knows she made it.
A 4. You do have it.
Yes. She made it.
All right. So I'll let you describe what the ice cream looks like. What flavor do you think they were, the alchemy?
Well, considering she has like the purple and gold suit, I'm going to say it's literally like a purple and gold kind of swirl that's simultaneously a weird mix of flavors.
It's got a
fruity flavor to it, definitely, that's going with the purple. But then she hasn't quite figured out what they're using to mix in something that's just a tiny bit odd and savory in the golden part of this world. It's not like it's a gold vanilla or something like that. But it's
butterscotch,
let's go with that. Butterscotch or caramel. So she's got something that's an odd combination of a bit fruity and a bit caramel, and somehow it works.
If one thing I hope at some point in the future, someone meets like someone who knows how to make ice cream, and they can tell us if these flavors will actually go together or not.
Well, let's just assume that all this futurism has figured out how to combine some odd and interesting flavors.
All right, yeah, there's enough sci-fi technology out there. They can do some little things like that. All right. So, and I'll say, Anthony, he got okay. Now I got okay. Since we established there's alchemy, and now I got to roll to see if there's a Catroni flavored ice cream. just to keep messing with people.
That would be appropriate.
No, I rolled a one. No, not yet. It's not yet. They're brainstorming it still. So yeah, he just gets a Night Guard flavor one. Some regular black cone. That's always available.
It is the traditional. It is the classic. The Night Guard. The grandpa of ice creams.
All right. So yeah. So. We played sports, watched a movie, and now we have ice cream. So, would you, rate this? How would you rate this date out of 10?
Well, I mean, for a second date, I think we're doing pretty good. I'm not sure what makes something a 10 versus what makes something like a 1 or a 5, I don't have, I have a lot of objective systems for a lot of things, but I have not came up with an objective date rating system. She's totally came up with an objective date rating system. She can't admit it to him. Let's call this one 7.5. I mean, we had a pretty good time. We didn't do something that is like going to be amazingly like life-changing or memorable for either of us, but it was a good time, I would think. What would you say?
I agree with you, yeah. I guess we can say the life-changing date for date number 4.
Oh, okay. I'm going to hold you to that. And so she pretends, but isn't actually quite pretending to put
please, a note in her four. Please, don't actually. I was just talking. I don't know how to do that. Have mercy on me. But yeah. So, still want to be my date for the dance in a few days?
Yeah, let's do this. But I still got to learn a little bit more for what number 4 might be like. So, Mike, what do you actually want to do with your free time when we're out? Not just, what's old Alicia thinking of and let's do that or something?
Okay. I'm new in town. I don't know what there is to do in the town. So I was kind of using you as a guide, I guess.
But I mean, you know things you like to do, and then they might be in the town or they might not.
True. Okay. So how about, I don't know. Well, how about we hang out at the, and it's, I know it's kind of cold now at this time of year, but hang out at the beach. I've always wanted to, mess around in the sand. Couldn't really do that back home. Not much of a beach, just rocks.
Yeah, I mean, there is some beach here near the port area. You get out a bit from that, and you can swim. There's not, you don't want to swim all of the year, but you can swim.
Oh, it's not too cold yet?
It might be a little cold, but if you grow up around here, you're slightly less worried about that cold than other people. It's, like somebody who grows up in the north will say, hey, this isn't so bad. And then someone who grows up in the south will say, what are you kidding? My eyelashes just have frost on them,
I see what you mean. So since I'm not from here, I should get like a nice, thermal bodysuit, I guess.
How about we just settle for a week, hang out at the beach, and honestly, dip our feet in, and we'll probably just say, nah, not worth it right now. Maybe a month ago, I would have gone for it, but I don't feel like the shivers.
All right, that's a deal then.
I'm not a polar bear.
All right, that's a deal then. So, beach date, out of season, it is. Still play with the sand.
And maybe something will still be open on the boardwalk if we do it on a weekend instead of a weekday.
That's a good idea.
But that's after the dance, so we'll figure out which weekend day is good after the dance.
All right, so yeah, but so dance. Do you want to color coordinate? I don't know how this works. The schools aren't a thing in my place, at my old home.
Well, I mean, this is the first dance they have done here since opening schools back up again. And I have no clue how formal this is supposed to be. I mean, supposed to just look cute, or am I supposed to go with like the evening gown or something like that?
Do you have an evening gown?
Well, I have a little bit of time and I can actually sew to make something look slightly better than I have, probably.
Wait, so you can make your own clothes and stuff. That's
cool. Yeah. You know what it's like when there aren't any stores open for a few years?
No.
Well, it's like that. You get skills.
Makes sense. All right. I guess, up to you. I guess, wear something nice-ish, and I'll nice-ish, put a nice pants on, dress shirt, I guess.
Sure, why not? Let's both show off. There's probably like a tux rental place or something if all else fails. We want to really outclass everyone else.
No, thank you. I don't want to wear a tux.
Okay, then I don't have to spend as many hours at a sewing machine.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll just be really lucky and something off the shelf will fit well.
Okay, now, this isn't my only complaint is why they're always just blah. And they're so boring, tuxes. I mean, it's just black. And it's cool. And, I mean, the night guard can do that, but not everyone else can.
You know, I've actually seen them in blue and gray before. I've even seen a white one.
No jackets. I don't like.
It's after Labor Day. We can't do white anyway.
True. I think.
Okay.
I defer to your wisdom.
I will give you one gotcha. You can say what color you want me to work with, and maybe I'll come out lucky and find something. Maybe I'll just make something relatively simple but nice. I don't know, one or the other.
Okay.
But I will let you name a color.
Okay. Let's... green. Nice, dark green.
I think I can work with green. All right.
All right. I'll dress to match, and we'll do this thing.
We will do this thing.
And I need to stop saying stuff like we need to do this thing. That's okay. I'm gonna leave now. He questions like, hug, handshake, go for the kiss. He's like, just waves, bye.
Alicia will see him waving. She'll just reach out, grab that hand, pull him in and hug him. She has had a good time. She's not going for the kiss yet, though.
He turns and hugs, like, thank you for the date. See ya. See ya. Bye. And then he scatters off, scrambles off.
And that's when she will finally, start heading off her own way and glance at the phone to see what may or may not be, the explosions she hears about. What exactly did you put in the text, Jen?
All right, so I think Jennifer is still trying to, I think she hasn't texted back yet. So what I'll say, we're going to come back to Tony, and time has passed, and I'll just say you're hanging out with you're waving goodbye to Saguaro Man as you carrying a pumpkin pie in your hands.
Tony just had a date with Saguaro Man. Nobody has to know anything more than just that.
So yeah, you're holding a pumpkin pie in your hands, and then your phone dings.
Yeah, so basically what the word picture that I'm painting or that I am seeing is phone in one hand, pumpkin pie in the other, biting from the from the side into the entire pumpkin pie while walking down a dark alley in costume. On their way home. So what does the message say?
Well, if we haven't had the one from Jen's date yet, Alicia's one will be, went good, saw XYZ movie, would recommend. I'm keeping him at least for the dance.
Tony just responds with the green check mark.
Single words. He's angry. They're angry.
Well, they're still a little bit jealous.
Did you do anything awesome, Tony?
Tony sends a emoji of the cactus, then the pumpkin emoji, then a pie emoji, then a goblet, as in the
cup.
The goblet you would get after a competition.
A trophy goblet, I see.
Yeah.
There's a thumbs up, an intro bang, and a smiley face. For those of you who've never seen one, the intro bang is that weird question mark that's also an exclamation point. And basically, Alicia's probably intrigued enough that she's going to talk about this one later, but seems to be on board.
Jen just responds to the message and says, awesome, Alicia. Can't wait to hear about can't wait to hear the details when we're back home. And then she just has a bunch of question marks for Tony, but then says, good job, bud? Question mark.
Yeah, I mean, Tony does read this all as they don't understand my language anymore. I will have to explain in words, but not over text. So the question marks just get a thumbs up from Tony.
All right. I'll say, Tony, you're walking along and you look around and you see Jennifer off in the distance.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and before you can like respond and you wave hi, you still got a mouthful of pumpkin pie. You see a car roll up, and Jennifer gets into the car. It's like a black, like a limousine. You see, the car pulls up, the door opens. Jennifer looks inside, like freezes for a moment. Then she stiffly gets inside, and the door shuts, and the car drives away.
Oh, interesting. I'm mostly trying to figure out how Tony is going to convey this in emojis, so maybe I'll just skip that step. I think Tony will say in the group chat, "Have fun on your limousine ride or limo ride," and tag Jennifer in that one.
All right, now we're going to cut to Jennifer. Yeah, you see, like I said, the car pulled up, the door opened, and your dad was sitting in the back. He literally just said, "Get in," and you feel like the twinge of like his power wash over you as you walk get inside the car, like against your will.
Jen was having kind of a good day.
I had to do it. I'm sorry.
And just feeling that power over her just makes her sick to her stomach, especially because she's been able to resist it once or twice in the past. But this time she was so lost in thoughts about Char that she was caught off guard and he pulled her into the limo. And now the limo is moving and she's kind of trapped in a moving vehicle. So she'll look at her dad and she's going to try to sound tough, but it's very obvious that she's afraid. And she's going to say, "What do you want?"
So yeah, do you want to describe your dad or shall I do it?
You can describe my dad.
All right, so yeah, I'd say he's close to 50, but it's got his hair is still dark. Like it's there's still might be a few gray individual hairs here and there, but it's still dark overall. He's got a very nice suit on, no tie. He's just sort of sitting there looking at you with his cold, dark eyes. Nina, been a while.
I was hoping it'd be an even longer while. What do you want?
Can't a father check in on his daughter? Especially after he just found out that she had to go to the hospital weeks ago?
Oh, right. The concerned dad approach. This again. Can we just cut to the chase? What do you want? I'm staying out of your hair.
Now, see, the problem is that Nina, I want to be closer. We shouldn't be at odds like this. Family. I'm trying to reach out. I'm trying to be better.
Every time he calls her Nina, it triggers like a fight or flight response in her. Like it's like a new wave of fear and disgust. She says, "We both know that you don't really want any of that crap. I know you don't have a heart. You may have other people fooled, but in case you've forgotten, I haven't forgotten what you did to mommy. So why don't you just come out with it? What is it you want?"
I see the friendly-ish demeanor he had sort of just fades, and he sits up straighter. "Very well. You've been hanging around Char, I see."
She sits up very straight, and she folds her arms, almost like a child that's close to having a tantrum, and says, "Why have you been spying on me?"
"I'm a concerned father."
"What do you care who I hang out with?"
"I just question your allegiances sometimes. It just seems when I have you figured out, then you go and you surprise me. You're first, you go off, you play hero, and now you're consorting with Char. I'm trying to figure out your angle."
"Good luck. There's acute, right, or obtuse. Your choice. Learn that in geometry."
"Cute. I have to ask. Do you know who stole the stuff for the reality anchor?"
"What makes you think I know that?"
Well, you know, teenagers, you always are spreading gossip, stuff like that.
Do you think the Night Guard would tell us even if he knew?
I don't know if the Night Guard would tell you anything, but you might know something. I mean, look at it. Look at it. Who goes to your school?
Who goes to my school?
Oh, you don't know.
Kids?
Well, yes, they are children, but really, it's what they do after school. I should say it's more important. And you don't know. Interesting.
I told you, I'm just a regular teenager going to school, minding my business, not getting into trouble. I don't know why you insist I'm doing all this other crap.
Nina, please don't lie to me. If I'm being honest with you, at the least, you could do me the courtesy and be honest with me.
You hear her stomach like audibly start to rumble because she's so nervous. And she kind of starts stuttering a little. She says, I have no reason to lie to you. I just go to school. I just do my work, okay?
Arm out.
She gives him the other arm that isn't chipped.
He takes your hands like, you go to school in this. He like gestures towards the superhero costume.
I don't go to school in this, no.
He like looks at the arm. So you just happen to go around doing stuff, normal stuff that requires, you know, stab resistant body armor?
I just patrol.
Uh-huh.
Don't act like you don't know. I know you've got your little goons watching me. Obviously. Not very good at hiding it now, are you, puppy?
Well, I've decided not to be more direct. I will have to agree with you. I've been too distant lately. I need to really get involved in my child's life. You know, if I don't take the time to spend with you now, I'll never get the chance again.
You're not missing much. You have bigger fish to fry. I'm kind of a boring teenager if you haven't figured it out yet.
Oh, I don't believe that for a minute. So, I know who stole it, but I don't know who they are exactly. It's complicated. So I know they go to your school, and I need you to find them.
You think a kid stole this technology? Please.
I know they did it because I hired them to do it. However,
Why would you hire them to do that? God damn, eyes that's down. Gross, even for you.
Sit down, eyes down. And your eyes just immediately go towards the floor full of the limo.
She starts to sweat because now she's incredibly nervous.
Arm out.
Her arm just complies.
He like puts a little lighter and just holds it to your, puts it in your hand. Hang around Char. That's a dangerous game you're playing.
Why?
Burn your arm. And then he hands a lit lighter to your hand and you just hold it to your other arm. It doesn't really like burn your actual skin, but it's enough to like warm it up and you feel like a little bit of the sting of it.
Why are you making me do this?
To show you that there needs to be Ninja. I'm trying to fix things for this city, and I can't do that if everyone is going against me. I need you. No, you need to help me for your own sake.
Well, you might as well take the lighter, turn it into a blazing house fire, and lock me inside, because I'd rather die than help you.
I see.
And I mean that very literally.
Takes the lighter back. I see the old things won't work for this. So, I see I have to make up my point another way then. Remember, I gave you the option. You could have helped me. You could have just heard me say something and said yes right away. But now I have to do this the hard way.
You have a whole team of henchmen and a whole board of yes men. What do you need me for? There's other teenagers you can buy off with your money.
And then he puts his hand on the back of your head. And turns your eyes toward him. You are my daughter. That's all the reason I need.
The only thing yours and me is DNA. That's where your paternalhood stops. I'm not here to help you. I'm not like you. I'm like Mom.
And that's something I'll have to fix. Is just stop the car. Remember, I asked you to help. You said no. What happens next is because of you. When you're ready to start the search properly, you can contact me at this number.
She's going to scramble with the door because she's very nervous. And she's going to say, and I'm telling you right now, stop following me. Stop lurking in the shadows. Stop getting your guys to look into everything I do. Stop worrying about my school and my friends and who I see outside of school. Honestly, you never gave a damn before. It's kind of crappy of you to want to give a damn now.
You're breaking my heart, Karinya.
Oh, you need to have one in order for me to break it, jerk.
Just shuts the door, the car drives away.
And when it drives away, she waits until it's completely out of view and her knees just buckle under her and she's like puking on the side of the street. She is going to grab her phone and send a text to Char and says, my dad knows about you. Don't know what that means, but keep both eyes open, even when you sleep.
I will say, you get a text back. How capable is your dad of being a nuisance?
And with much embarrassment and regret, she'll send Char an article about her dad that has his name and kind of all the stuff. And then she'll follow it up, like his public persona. And then she'll follow it up with an article of his villainous persona and says, meet my dad.
There's no text back. It's just, you see like a few dots pop up and then they disappear and they pop up again and they disappear again.
And she waits probably like 20 minutes for a response. And when it doesn't come, she just starts crying because she figures now that she knows who my dad is, she doesn't want anything to do with me. Expected.
All right. So I'm curious, do you decide to head back home or do you wander a bit in angst?
I'm going to head back home. I'm going to kind of take the long route because I'm crying it out and I don't want them to see me cry. She is going to respond to Tony's text and say, it wasn't a joyride, it was my dad. I'm heading home.
Tony will immediately respond with a screaming emoji and a message, like just set text after that, meet you there.
And she'll respond with a heart and just head home.
And Alicia will throw in the on my way as well.
All right, so I'm going to say, like, all three of you make it back to your home, without further incident.
Jen immediately, kind of flops, she kind of slides down the wall, flops on the floor, and tells Alicia and Tony everything, what happened at the date with the truth, and how she was walking home, and her dad, mind controls her into the car, what he said specifically about somebody in our school stealing the technology, and them stealing it because he paid them to, but then they went back on the deal and kept it for themselves. And she's going to end it by saying, my dad wanted me to help him. I said I'd rather die than help him. And he threatened me. He said, you just remember that I gave you the option to comply. And, she's going to look real scared and say, I think he's going to go after Char. I tried warning her, but when I told her who my dad was, she just stopped responding. So, glad I got one date before she dumped me.
Let's not call this dumping yet. Let's call this her making some tactical assessments. Remember, she also got attacked with you there and you had her back, you just said.
Yeah, but it's one thing, a bunch of religious zealots, and another thing, my crazy supervillain dad.
We don't know whether or not there's a history between Char and your dad as well. They might be on different sides. They might have worked together in the past. I don't know. I honestly don't know a lot about your dad other than the mind control thing really skeezes me out.
Yeah, not a fan, but all I know is he's watching me. He knew I was seeing Char. He knew the people I'm associating with at school. and he's making it seem like people at school are not who they claim to be. I'm starting to wonder if there's more than just supers hanging out at our school.
Well, if there is more fake ones out there, like the fake Jennifer going around, then who knows that maybe people are fake that we know.
She's gonna put her hand like over her long sleeve shirt where the microchip is, kind of like reminding herself that that's still there. So there's stuff she can't say. And she's gonna say, I just worry about Char, and I'm worried about you guys. You know, my dad will do anything to get me to do whatever he wants. And it's not because he needs me. He just wants me. He could pay anybody to do whatever. He just wants to humiliate me. He wants to make a point. And he's going to use anybody in my life to do it. So just be paranoid about everything and everyone you talk to, because it just could be one of his cronies.
Yeah, or a fake one.
That too, yeah.
I think we are plenty paranoid. That's how you say that, right? Yes. I think we are more than paranoid enough.
Yeah, just a little more paranoia couldn't hurt anyone.
Well, maybe. So do you know what your dad wanted you to do?
Didn't get that far. He did want me to go to school and try to find the teenager that stole the technology on his behalf, but didn't cough it up. He didn't tell me who it was. It didn't sound like he knew either. He kind of expected me to know for some reason.
Maybe because of the fact that he figures that you've already tracked down everybody who's on the powered spectrum at school and probably doesn't believe anything to the contrary. He probably thinks that you're trying to be as paranoid and ruthless as him, but doing it from a different angle, so you've been spending all your free time trying to accumulate power inside the school while pretending you're not.
Yeah, that's totally something he'd do. I'm just trying to pass algebra, man.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that he's seeing you as an extension of him, so he's seeing you through what he would do, not as yourself.
I will just a little reminder, like you guys do, like you do recall that that Prospero, the information broker we met back in the day, said, you know, one of the people who he thought who could have done this was Tenebrae, which you do know is a teenager, and you know you guys are going to a school which has all the teenagers in it.
Oh, yeah, right. We have not seen Tenebrae's face, but that doesn't mean that Tenebrae might not be there. Alicia's been really dancing around these things as she's saying them and thinking about them, mostly because of the fact that Tony and Jennifer kept making sounds like you're going to have dated the wrong person. She's like, I'm not mysteriously dating a supervillain without knowing it, or something like that. She's basically repeating that to herself because she does not think he's at all organized enough for that kind of thing, the way he behaves. But he's also new to the city. But he was on that boat, and she knows he was on that boat because she confirmed it. So she's like, maybe we do have to do a little extra work and see if anyone else, like, on the JV team knows of anybody at school who might be involved, because now we have two different people who did that. And, well, you know, if you do want to be the one who is able to say, hey, look, I told you so about my parents, you now had a confession off your dad that you can hand right straight to, like, the night guard or whoever, and there'll be one more of us who's officially in the club of trying to state's evidence your parent away to, you know, the city jail.
Yeah, the night guard. And she says that very hesitantly. I guess it couldn't hurt to tell him, but something tells me he really wouldn't believe me.
Well, right now, I'll believe you. And I know you probably didn't, like, secretly turn your phone to record or something while you were in the car with your dad, but...
couldn't even if I tried.
Yeah. It is a thought.
Why do you think Night Guard will not believe you?
She kind of shrugs and shakes her head. Just a feeling, I guess.
Would it help if we come with you?
Or is this because of the mind control thing, so people have a hard time believing your dad is who you know he is?
It's more like the shit you went through with Helen. Just because I'm related to him, I just don't think a lot of people believe that I'm not like him. The Night Guard included.
Alicia actually looks a little confused at that one. He's never acted off towards you. Around us.
And she just hesitates but nods and says, yeah, I'm probably just being paranoid. Don't mind me. I'll message him and maybe I'll just give him a call if he's available.
Yeah, I mean, your dad's a lot of stress. So, I mean, who's going to be able to handle themselves with that level of stress? I did okay with my brother, but I would have done a lot worse with my mother.
Yeah. As she says that, as Alicia's talking, she's pulling out her phone. And do I have the Night Guard's number?
I feel like he's probably like you do have, he did send the message, like, you know, letting everyone know earlier. So I think you can have a more direct line to him. I don't know if we have you can go through the chat. Yeah, I think you have a phone number for him. Yeah.
Yeah. The phone number that sent that message, I'm going to remove myself, like, not going to do it through the group chat, but I'm just going to send a direct message and say, it's Redeemer. I have information about the missing item. It involves my dad. When can you talk?
There's almost not even a full minute passes before he just goes, we meet tonight.
Do I have to meet you? Can't we just do this over the phone?
Dot, 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 dot. Pause. Dot, 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 dot. Best if in person.
She sends an eye roll emoji and says, fine, when and where?
He gives an address not too far from the Dora orphanage home. It just says, on my way.
She'll look up and she'll give a thumbs up, and then she'll look up on Alicia and says, Night Guard's on his way. The dude does not believe in texting or calling.
Oh, fun. Do you think he would want ice cream? Would he eat his own ice cream?
That kind of gets Jen to laugh.
I ate my own ice cream today.
Wait, do you have your own ice cream?
It just came out.
Is it good?
I liked it. It had some weird... They managed to make caramel and fruit work together.
No. Other than caramel apples.
Yeah. And it has purple with gold swirls, just like the uniform.
That's awesome. Alicia's practically squeeing.
You only had that uniform for a day. How the fuck did they manage that?
Oh, I had the same colors on the one I made. It just wasn't as high quality.
Okay, good point.
It wasn't as high quality at the end. It really wore out after I stole everything.
So there is some ice cream geeking going on, a disappointment by there not being Catroni ice cream.
And Alicia's basically trying to say, I don't know if they figured out how to make a catnip ice cream that anybody would like yet, other than a very small number of people.
What? Weird. That should be so easy.
Yeah, well, it might also be that I did stuff that was really, really visible even for the three of us because of my brother being involved. So that might have just made me first in line by luck. But I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be in the ice cream bucket soon, you know?
Who knows? Oh, but Jennifer, didn't you need to meet that thingy? Urine has forgotten the name real quick.
The night piggy. Yes. He's just going to be a block or so away. Gonna meet him, tell him what little I know, and hope he believes me.
Do you need us to come with you?
You know what, Tony? You saw me get into the car. Do you mind being my witness?
Nope. I'll come with.
All right.
You want me to, or is that just getting crowding?
Yeah, you're welcome to come. The more the merrier.
Okay, sure. I'm in then. And afterwards, I need to get a green dress. If it's not too late.
A green dress. Oh, the dance. Crap, the dance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta do that too. Crap.
It's okay. We meet with him first. If it's not too late afterwards, I gotta get one. Otherwise, I'm doing it tomorrow.
Okay, fair. Hopefully this is quick. Like I have a lot of information.
Let me just get changed.
You got it.
Just out of character. I think we will do this. Maybe soon when I got done, I think we can call the session there. Just don't want to think of it. I think we can squeeze this real quick. All right. So yeah, you get dressed and all three of you head off towards the meeting. It's not too far. And I say you get the impression you get there ahead of before him, and then he just comes his own personal motorcycle just comes screaming down the thing, and you get the impression he just sped towards you as soon as he got the message.
You know, Redeemer kind of has her hands on her hips. She definitely is not hiding the fact that she's not the biggest fan of him right now. And when he sees her, she says, "It's only going to take 2 minutes. Dad kidnapped me, said he wanted me to infiltrate somebody in the school. He paid somebody in my school to steal the artifact that we're missing. But then that person did as asked and decided to two-time my dad and not give him the item. So now Daddy's pissed and Daddy's looking to retaliate. No, I don't know who stole it. I don't know their name. He didn't seem to know their name. It seemed like one of those crypto deals. But it's somebody at my school. Maybe concentrate your search there if you feel it's a worthy tip."
Hold on. You're saying your father, a.k.a. the architect.
Yep.
He hired someone to steal. But that makes no sense. Why would he do that? He completely funded that. He knows I planted that.
And apparently it was some teenager who has powers at our school. And then he got double-crossed, and the kid kept the item for himself. Or herself.
So a teenager at your school, so teleporter, Tenebrae, that has to... Did any of you other possibilities? Could we be mistaken in this?
I mean, my dad is a notorious liar. He could just be trying to throw us off the trail.
But this does fit with the data from Prospero.
Okay, so Prospero said that it could have been Tenebrae. He had the potential, but not necessarily the motive.
Right, but money's a good motive, or parts of himself. If the architect had a lead on that.
And none of you know Tenebrae's civilian identity.
I haven't seen him unmasked or anything like that yet, no.
Right, my dad was the last didn't time? Know who it was either.
So when was the last time you saw him in person?
I think I saw him doing messenger work. Wasn't that a week or two ago?
Yeah.
Something like that. He really lowered his standards, I think.
We do have a way of getting in contact with him, don't we? Because he was used as a way for me and my friend to communicate. So we do have some information. I guess we could set up a meeting with him if I wanted.
All right, do that immediately.
You want him here now?
Would you rather wait?
Well, as soon as we can get him anyway, I'm not going to assume he's automatically going to beckon call. We snap our fingers. It can't hurt to see what happens.
Jen's already on her phone sending a text to that phone number that, what was it, Hotshot?
Dartboard.
Dartboard. That Dartboard had given her and saying, "In need of your services, kind of urgent if possible. Hit me up."
No, you don't understand. You see the Nike physically takes a deep breath. Listen, it's not necessarily that the theft is not necessarily what they stole is not necessarily the worst thing, though it is important. And if I have suspicions of what they might do with it, that's a bad thing, but it's not the worst thing. It's the fact that someone thought stealing it in the first place was an acceptable idea. Now,
I know Tenebrae came from another world to begin with, so he can have some confusions regarding this one.
So
would make him more willing to cross boundaries that he doesn't know exist properly.
He's from another world. How is that possible?
he said that part of him was coming from another world, and that basically he got broken up when he came into this world and has been trying to find the pieces of himself, which also seem to each correspond with power.
Okay. So that makes sense. So Tianja finds an artifact from during the shifts. That makes sense. Okay.
So if somebody offered him, say, they found some other portion of himself from when he came into this world, that would pretty much guarantee he would listen to them.
If that makes sense. But that part makes sense. But why would the architect want to steal in the first place? Why?
Maybe he wanted to set up his own reality anchor outside the city.
Yeah, that is...
Does that mean that they want to bring over more people from not here?
No. The reality, hey, help stop shifts from happening. If you want to have them start up, you need to have the reality anchor fall apart. The thing is, it anchors reality so that the Earths don't shift around.
Right, but I mean, we've been looking at this like it's an attack on the city. Maybe it's someone wanting to make something outside the city. I mean, the fact that it causes chaos in the city could be a coincidence instead of the goal, or a useful side effect even.
Okay. Potential. I hate being on the back foot when this comes to this situation.
I mean, this is so big, all I can do is make a lot of guesses too. And I admit that they're guesses. They're just not uninformed guesses anymore.
Guesses. Speaking of which, did Dartport respond?
Jen looks at her phone.
It says, yeah. The response says, yes, due to technical difficulties, I cannot get there fast in person. What do you want to know?
She's going to respond and say, we need you and your buddy. And she's going to give the address of where they're currently at. How soon can you get here?
Well, traffic's kind of a thing. And, my buddy's not... He's AWOL.
She'll show the text to the night guard. Well, hope that answers some questions.
Maybe if he has some useful information on Tenebrae, then?
How about we meet him? He sounds like he's having some traveling issues, and I'm pretty sure, she gestures at the night guard, you can get there post-haste. So she's going to text back and say, I'll come to you. What's your location?
He gives an address, and I'm just curious. Do you go with the night guard, or do you let him drive off by himself?
I'm kind of curious, so I want to go. If you'll have me, if you'll have us, actually.
I don't think he can fit three on his bike with him, unless you can somehow anti-gravity us and then drag us along in a gravity sling behind you while he's biking with you on the back. Not that that isn't kind of an awesome thought.
Do it.
I mean, why not?
All right, I won't make you roll for this. I'll say that you have enough time to, you're not in a combat situation where you need to, like, do things on the fly. You manage to, basically, like, do a bit of a, not quite a human pyramid, but you basically, like, have, like, Tony and Alicia on both your shoulders, and you manage to sort of cancel out their weight, so they just have to hold on as you get on the back of the night guard's bike. He drives off, and I will say, it's a bit hard on Alicia and Tony, because you have to literally hold on to Jennifer, because you're weightless, sure, but inertia is still a thing.
So we have no weight, but we do have mass?
Yeah.
That is actually really awesome in the whole nerding out thing for alchemy, and she is just occasionally muttering things about Higgs field, and I really wish we could have time to explore this more in the future. This is so cool, and so on, and it's somebody's afraid that she's going to break into quantum physics or advanced post-calculus math, and Tony probably shuts her up at some point.
My brain hurts. Stop the science words.
I have to hear one more person go into quantum and physics stuff. When it's bad enough when they help them build the reality anchors, I don't want to have to hear it again.
Okay, I'll stop.
Sorry. Stressed. Bad day. It's been rough last few days. Had not a lot of sleep. But I apologize.
It's okay. I'm a nerd being a nerd. We do this.
You should go have a pumpkin pie eating competition with Saguaro Man.
It'll just... At that, it puts like a stoplight, just looks at you.
Or ice cream. Have you ever tried your ice cream? They came out with mine today.
I'm lactose intolerant.
I'm sorry.
And so, yeah.
Drive on in silence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, after that, we're both like, wow, what a weirdo.
Well, lactose intolerance, how weird. How dare you have a genetic condition?
It's more along the lines of all the possible weirdnesses and weaknesses that the Night Guard might have. None of us actually saw lactose intolerant on the list. It was not on the bingo card.
So yeah, you get to the thing and you see a dartboard, like he's in a little cab. Like, oh, what? Oh shit! This is a lot bigger than I thought. Hi, Night Guard. Yeah, Night Guard immediately just pulls up to us, like, explain where Tenabai is now. No. I don't know where he is. Okay, he didn't show up for work. I thought he was just flaking because he's being a teenager, but then he just sort of trails off. You're not in the joking mood. Okay. Is he in the city? Yes, he is. Is he gonna he's not gonna talk to us on his own. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not. It's hard to draw a B on him because I think it might be the mask thing. The kid's okay, but the mask, it's. You know, it's like its own personality thing about Bob, and it's a bit not meaner. It's definitely a lot more.
It's definitely more ruthless and amoral, but it's not unethical, and it's not from this world.
Yeah, that. Thank you. But and also, it's not kind of two people at the same time. My powers don't really work on it as good, so I can't give you any specifics.
I'm betting your powers can confirm at least that he's in hiding, which is probably what is causing part of that.
Is he in hiding? Yes, he is.
Okay. At least my guesses aren't bad tonight. Thank you for that much.
No problem. I do charge per question. You wouldn't mind just had over a few. He like just goes off, looks at the Night Guard. I'll give you this for free tonight. I can tell you're not in a great mood. I'll put it on your tab. How about the rest of you? Any 25 questions, $1. $25 a question.
Jen scoffs and says he's the one that wanted to know.
Well, you have any other questions you want to ask? Since I'm here, and I already paid for the cab.
Jen looks really tempted. Like, she kind of pulls out the cash she still has left after she bought the chocolates. And she wants to ask about Char's safety, but then just puts the cash back and says, no, we're good.
All right.
Alicia glances over at her and says, can you at least give him something for the cab? You did get going.
She kind of grumbles and says, do you know how expensive cabs are?
Yes.
How am I supposed to take you-know-who for sushi if I already bought chocolates and now I gotta give this guy cab money? Sushi's expensive, y'all.
I'm sorry, I don't always have the same budget process everyone else, but I would have done it if I didn't give you the money that I would have been able to give them.
If your teenagers are in need of financial gain, I do have a job offer. Since my current postal guy is a no longer thing, if you were good at deliveries, I could give you part of the payment.
Jen looks interested but says, "I don't drive. How am I going to deliver stuff?
Can you fly?
No.
Can you walk up walls?
With mixed success."
Points to Tony. Can you jump good distances?
Yes, and climb on walls. Kinda.
Want a job opening? The job's not available.
If there's local deliveries, I would gladly help. I am in desperate need of cash.
I had a job before and I didn't like it.
Sorry. One thing, okay, that evens out. Then start work. Scott's school again. Damn it! Why can't we still have no schools? All right. After 4 o'clock, whatever the hell.
Alicia will just glance at him and say, "Don't ask her to do anything that would compromise our other job."
It's just deliveries, no villain stuff.
Don't have me delivering plutonium to some villain, please.
You think I can get my hands on that?
I know what you can get your hands on?
Well, not that. And at this point, the night guard just goes, "You can settle this. You can settle your business agreements tomorrow. If you please, get off the bike. I have somewhere need to be. I need to have a meeting. I need to make sure things are safe for tomorrow."
Wait, you're just going to leave us here? You're not even going to bring us home?
Yeah, it's the middle of the night.
Alicia kind of sighs and says, "Guardian. It's fine. It's fine. We've gone further than this before."
I know, but the motor ride was kind of cool.
Yeah, but I kind of, as much as it's interesting having no gravity but mass, I slightly would be more comfortable having gravity again also. I don't get to turn it on and off and up and down. It's a little awkward not having control over that. She kind of looks fleetingly at Redeemer. Because that gravity thing is still technically going, probably. No one thought to stop it. So she's just still like, yeah, I'm holding on because otherwise I might start drifting off in a random direction.
Redeemer looks back and goes, whoops. And then just kind of like pulls her down.
Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. I'll get dropping hits off and then I'm going, then I gotta go. That's fair. That's you're helpful. You're helping me because you're choosing. Okay. Just go. You could tell, like, you know, the night guard, he just sounds tired at this point, and he turns the bike around and drives back towards the original meeting point. And then he drops you guys off and he just says, "Stay safe. Keep an eye on Tenebrae." The one good thing about powers is that people, you know, it's hard to stay hidden if you have powers. It's too much temptation. If you see him at any point, in or out of costume, you let me know. We need to make sure that the break-in doesn't. We never repeat of that. That's the number one priority.
We also haven't seen him out of costume. So if you've ever gotten a visual on that or there's one on record, that might be nice.
Well, we don't have that, so good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, you know, look at a Redeemer for a moment, just stay safe, everyone. And then it drives off. Any last comments, questions? All right, so all three of you head off for the night. Unsure of what's going to come tomorrow. All right. And thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And tune in next time for, I think we'll get to the dance next time. And then things will happen. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you and goodbye.
Want to find out more about the story? Join our Discord channel. The link is in the description.